We continue reading the prophet Isaiah, turning today to chapter 28, and we'll read together verses 1 to 13. Now, this portion of God's word is about God's response to the misuse and abuse of spiritual privileges. Look at verse 1. It tells you the story. All the proud crown, the Israelites, had the blessings of the old covenant upon them. All the proud crowns of the drunkards of Ephraim. And yet they use them in squalor. It reminds us that the grace of God, the assurance of salvation, is never an excuse or an incentive to a sinful life or to a neglect of God in our spiritual callings. And what's going to happen here is the foretelling of what God does when his people think that because he saves by grace, we can just live any way we want. He chastises them. In this case, that chastisement will be the Babylonian exile. And for the northern kingdom, it will be the exile into Assyria. For the southern kingdom, into Babylon. I will speak to them by a people of strange lips. You didn't listen to me in your language? How would you like it in Babylonian? That's how God puts it. But his aim, and it's his aim for us, is found in verse 5. Here's what God wants. In that day, the Lord of hosts will be a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people. God wants us, through our religion, as it were, to love him, to be devoted to him, to glorify him. Isn't it true? It's probably a good warning for us as we get ready to go back into our spanking, renewed sanctuary. It's going to be great. I'm just saying to Jeff, it's going to be great to be back there. But it's not that. It's him, right? And it's essential that the things that we've been given, the things that have been nurtured, our Christian heritage, that they not become objects of our worship, but that the Lord is our crown and diadem. It's all a means through his word, prayer, ordered worship. It's all a means of celebrating and glorifying and enjoying him. That is what God wants. Now, there's a great line here because God says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start with the young. It's good advice, by the way. Churches should, in fact, the church should not be oriented only to the youth, as if everything was to be immature, but there's to be a labor in our families and in our churches to the young. And here's what he says, it's a famous verse, verse 10, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. And that's the way for you and me to grow, whatever age we are. Daily reading of the Bible. Verse after verse, the accumulated impact of God's living word, the truth of God shining in our minds. That's how I'm going to raise children. That's how we should raise children. And little by little, precept upon precept, the daily milk, as it were, of the word of God. Well, let's give ear then to God's holy and inerrant and life-giving word, the reading of Isaiah 28, 1 to 13. Ah, the proud crown of the drunkards of Ephraim, and the fading flower of its glorious beauty, which is on the head of the rich valley of those overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord has one who is mighty and strong, like a storm of hail, a destroying tempest, like a storm of mighty overflowing waters. He cast down to the earth with his hands. The proud crown of the drunkards of Ephraim will be trodden underfoot, and the fading flower of its glorious beauty, which is on the head of the rich valley, will be like a first ripe fig before the summer. When someone sees it, he swallows it as soon as it is in his hand. In that day, the Lord of hosts will be a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people. And a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. These also reel with wine and stagger with strong drink. The priest and the prophet reel with strong drink. They are swallowed by wine. They stagger with strong drink. They reel in vision. They stumble in giving judgment. For all tables are full of filthy vomit with no space left. To whom will he teach knowledge, and to whom will he explain the message? Those who are weaned from the milk, those taken from the breast? For it is precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For by a people of strange lips and with a foreign tongue, the Lord will speak to this people, to whom he has said, this is rest. give rest to the weary. And this is repose, yet they would not hear it. And the word of the Lord will be to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.